Thanks for tuning in to Tibble Sports Radio, and welcome to another Versus Battle Edition.
Something special, though.
We've got the Turbo Tournament Edition. This is a Versus Battle Turbo Tournament.
I mean, we've been paying our dues on the mediocre games, really, haven't we? We've been doing it. Obviously, you've heard the mediocre battles we've had. We've been doing some good work, but it's obviously gone all the way up the fucking chain. We had fucking Donkey Kong, who is essentially president of Nintendo fucking... Well, Nintendo everywhere, really, isn't he? Nintendo America, Nintendo Japan, wherever. Donkey Kong's a fucking big bad. He said, I like the work you boys have been doing in their mediocre games. I got a fucking assignment for you. I got the SNES Mini. We need you boys to fucking track what's the fucking top game on the SNES Mini. It's a big fucking deal, mate. There's a lot of versus battles going to happen on it. I know it's going to be a lot of work, but I've heard you two boys. I love what you've been doing. Can you just do justice to the fucking SNES Mini versus battle?
He did say to us not to include Star Fox 2.
He said disregard it. He said he's not having a fucking runner coming in halfway through the fucking and jumping on at the end.
I mean, he said it's not even a real game. That's a quote.
Well, he did say that, but he said don't say that because if Fox hears that, he's going to fucking cry into his pint again, so... But don't say it live on the radio because Fox will be fucking.
Okay, well, I won't say it. Then.
Don't say it. But we are disregarding Star Fox 2. So don't get excited. It's their favorite game. It isn't because it only fucking appeared on this.
So. And also, it's 20 games, and Star Fox was the 21st game, so this whole tournament wouldn't work.
So he's fucked off.
Yeah,
but otherwise
he's fucked off. So we basically got a nice big bracket in front of us. Yeah. We're going to pull out all the names. And we're going to build some... This is completely random. They're in a little Turbo Sports Radio mug. That's all named in a hat, that is.
Yeah.
What you say, a mug? Yeah, named in a hat. All cut up, folded up. So we're going to do some little draws here and see what we're coming up with.
It's completely random. All the battles, all the first fights is completely random. So
yeah,
we might be as disappointed as you as when some of these come out.
And we can put out that, you know, obviously I'm going to be gunning for Street Fighter.
Yeah. I'm a Metroid man myself.
So we're going to see, you know, we'll see if
we both love Mario. We know Mario's going to be fucking punching.
Yeah,
it's
a tough one. And, you know, you've got Secret of Mana.
Mario
Kart. Donkey Kong itself is a strong game.
It's something different as well, because the trouble is, they are... No, when we did the mediocres, we did try to keep them... we know we didn't.
Similar games.
Almost similar. Some of them are a bit crazy, we do admit. But this one, it's going to be... It literally could be anything against anything. So you're in for a ride the same as we are.
Yeah, so when you get Street Fighter versus Mario Kart, so racing game versus beat 'em up, yeah, it's going to be a tough one. And we're going to get there. But there's no battles today, you know. You've got to tune in for the next episode for the battles. This is just...
It's a draw.
This is literally a draw. See what matches we've got. May even post a little bracket up, you know, next to the thumbnail.
Yeah,
I might post a bracket or something, you know. Maybe
whacked it together.
Maybe not. Maybe just take a picture of the bracket in front of us. But this is all live, you know. We can't fudge this, can we?
There's no shenanigans going on. Literally, that's what we're saying. We could be just as disappointed as you when the first fucking battle is Mario versus Street Fighter or some shit like that.
Yeah, this is the proper essence of a versus battle. Every draw is going to be kind of broken down through graphics, gameplay, kind of music level. You know, we'll really refine kind of the 5-point structure. But we've been looking into the sales as well, so. It should be a fair assessment.
We've done our work on this one. Donkey Kong said, "Don't take the piss, this boys. The mediocre you can mess around, but this is serious shit. Now we need to know what's number one for the SNES Mini.
Yeah, who's crowning the SNES Mini? Yeah, so we'll see. So
and it's not, and again, it's not the top games that have probably ever been on the SNES, because this is literally just the SNES Mini. If you've got a SNES Mini or you haven't seen it, it's literally they brought out the SNES in a tiny palm in your hand type of deal. They chucked on 20 games and Star Fox 2, and this is literally those games. We're working out which is the best.
Yeah. So it's don't get your knickers in a twist. If there was a game, you know, you played Busby on the SNES, they couldn't put Busby on there. They had a deal with Capcom, they had a deal with Squaresoft, and that's about it. You know, that's rare, and that's about it. You know,
yeah, I mean, there's a good selection there. Don't get us wrong; it is a good. The SNES Mini is a good little.
There's a great selection. So I suppose, mate, we may as well run. Should we run down the games now?
Oh yeah, it's not a bad shout.
Before we kind of do any draw, and
so they know what's coming.
Drag this out a little bit. we'll run through some of the games.
So
I suppose you got the box there, haven't you? You got the box in front of you, mate. Yeah. You should be able to run through them.
I'll run them off. So we've obviously got Mario, Super Mario World. That's Big Billion on there. He's obviously the big king of the Nintendo. We got Super Metroid, personal favourite of mine.
Solid game, mate.
I'm going to be rooting for that one. Star Fox. I mean, I played Star. It didn't really resonate with me, to be fair.
It's got nostalgiability. Yeah, it has got nostalgia. But then when you play it again, not so much. But it does have nostalgiability. Good soundtrack as well.
Yeah, good sound. There's stuff going through it. We got Final Fantasy III. Again, it wasn't one I played a big time in the past, but I did play it on the SNES Mini, and I did quite enjoy it, to be fair.
Yeah.
So I can't knock that one. Again, same for Super Mario, the RPG. Is it Seven Stars? Is that what it's calling it? Yeah, the Seven Stars. I didn't play it in the past, but I did play it on the SNES Mini, and again, it's quite enjoyable.
I will say that I'll have to, before we do the, you know, the first round, I'll have to have a little go on it. I've played every other game apart from that.
Oh, it's quite good. Like you have to give it, like, sort of get into it again, you have to give it like probably like 10, 20 minutes like, to get going. But once you sort of get into it, it's quite a nice little...
And it is an RPG, so that's
and
just...
And it is RPG. You have to time your bounces on the Goomba's head, so it's a little... When you jump on the head, then you have to press, I think, A or B at the right time. And if you do it properly, you can just keep jumping on someone's head till they're dead.
So it's got
nice little touches like that to it. Donkey Kong Country, classic.
So I had it myself, mate. Yeah, you know, I was
Donkey Kong Country.
It was great levels, great soundtrack, good graphics. You know, it's a strong contender.
Yeah, it is a strong contender. But then also F-Zero. Fucking
soundtrack, mate. King of the soundtracks.
Such a good game. And then we're into a lot of games. We've got Mana next as well, Secret of Mana.
Completely
different games, but all just so much fucking, so much my memories playing them, so much fucking
exactly.
fun.
Exactly, and if they're all the same price, these games, mate, Secret of Mana, you know, the weight, you know, how much game you get for that game is ridiculous.
A lot of bang for your buck. We got Castlevania 4, Super Castlevania 4.
Yeah, all right, you know, maybe not as good as old Simon's Quest, but it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, again, played it. It doesn't resonate a lot with me, but it's not a bad game. Super Mario Kart. Beautiful, beautiful game. So many fucking hours of
top
hours
tier.
Of fun with that. Top tier. Zelda. I am a big Zelda fan. I did like Legend of Zelda. So we'll be going a little bit for that one as well, I think.
Well, mate, it's Zelda. So it's got that weight behind it. You know, it is a classic. You know, it's got logos. It's got soundtrack. It's got sounds. You know, even the sounds in Zelda. Everyone knows the sounds.
Yeah, it's...
It's got that, nostalgiability coming out of its ass.
That has got nostalgiability coming out of its ass. There's a lot of nostalgia going on there. Next up, we've got Mega Man X. I was more of a Mega Man X 2 fan, but I do appreciate Mega Man X as a game.
I'm definitely more of a Mega Man X 2 as well, but still great soundtrack, great game.
Oh, yeah, you can't knock it. I'll put a lot of weight behind it again. So, yeah, that's going to be a contender. But I always say Mega Man X2 is better.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Moving on.
No, it is better. Is X2 when you start on the car on the first level? You know,
you're on a little bit of a speeder bike.
Yeah.
It takes you on that scale, don't it?
It's like if you and you don't even get to play that level again because you get to the menu screen.
Yeah, well, that's one and done, mate. But you do get a little speeder bike. It is nice. Next up is Kirby's All Stars, which is.
Eight games in one. That's about it.
Like the main game of it is all right.
Have you
like
played
the rest of it? Is a bit like is, have you played, is it necessary?
Have you played the like the it's like a Japanese kind of like samurai fight or whatever? It's a timing thing.
Oh,
it's almost like Eevee on the Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah,
not you know there's touches of it. Yeah, there's
stuff
touches
in there.
That's quite good as a you know a party game.
Yeah, it's a mini game type of thing.
Yeah,
yeah. But then we got Kirby's Dream Course. Was that
great golf game, mate? Great golf game.
Yeah, you sort of egging that up.
I was slagging it off, and now it's turned me. I kind of it's because it does get quite hard and quite frustrating. So that is a good sign of a good game.
Yeah, I've not played it a lot. It sort of it wasn't something I enjoyed. But then like I can say maybe I need to revisit it. Like I say, I will we have to revisit this.
We have to. For
By law.
By Donkey Kong's law.
So I will revisit it. But yeah, at this point in time, not what's something I'm rating. Yoshi's Island, no. That's got nostalgiability for me. It's a fucking, some of the fun I had on that.
Such a unique game as well, mate. That was soundtrack, graphics. Actually, the graphics...
Oh yeah, they were good. Quite cartoony, weren't they? Some lovely cartoony.
Almost like the Paper Mario before Paper Mario sort of thing. You know, is
that sort of those thick lines, weren't they? The thick black lines around everything.
A touch of 3D, touch of 3D mate. Not full, obviously.
No,
not
it can't full. Go crazy, but there was a little, oh,
yeah.
You felt like you could see around.
Yeah.
Like you could see around. Oh, I can just see around.
See around that egg. That egg's, is that egg 3D?
How fucking round that egg is. That's beautiful. Beautiful round egg. And then we got Super Ghouls and get my words out, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Super Ghouls and Goblins. No, Ghouls and Ghosts, is it? It was on the fucking SNES.
Ghouls and Ghosts.
Ghouls and
yeah.
Ghosts. Which, that's been on every platform. That, I mean, probably Ghouls and Ghosts is a bit too fucking... It's everywhere, isn't it? It's all of them.
But it is a classic... Super solid. It's a classic platformer. It is a classic... And you get to knock about... When he's in his armour, and then you get hit, and then you're in his pants. I do like that, you know? he's got a knockabout in his pants and still get the job done, so...
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got a lot going for him there. I'll give him that.
In the graveyard.
He won't quit, will he, so... Contra 3, The Alien Wars.
Hardest game ever, ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous. This is mental, that game.
I was playing that the other day, and I've, obviously when this gets, you know, we get the draw done and it's in a versus battle, I'll go a little bit deeper. But I was playing it with save states the other day to see how far I could get, and it wasn't very far.
Did you get past the first level?
Yeah. Yeah, only with save states.
It's proper crackers, isn't it? It's just fucking bullets fucking going everywhere.
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid one. Earthbound. Again, a completely unique game, so it's completely different.
Yeah.
Not one I ever completed. Spent a lot of hours on it, but I don't think I ever got to the fucking end.
It's the Pokemon of this. You know, if Pokemon were to be on the Super Nintendo, it's essentially is the same game. It's that sort of same movement.
Same
visuals.
Same,
you know, it's that
sort of top down little fella walking.
Around. That sort of deal.
Yeah, enjoyable. It isn't about. I mean, did I enjoy it? There's a lot going on. Did it drag out for me? I mean, like, it's just ain't the time for discussing it. It's on the list.
It's on the list.
Then we got Super Punch-Out.
I actually really like it.
Yeah?
But it's limited.
Yeah.
Once you've had one fight, you've had them all.
But it's popular, though. I tell you now, that's on a lot of best NES games ever lists. SNES games ever list, the old Super Punch-Out. Yeah. People seem to like it.
It's simple.
Yeah,
it's simple.
It is a simple one. Punch.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, because we've got fucking two, Street Fighter Turbo, mate.
Yeah.
That's, you know,
my favourite game of all time.
It's going to be a tricky, tricky one.
It's got some weight, you know. It ticks a lot of boxes, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, you know. It's one of them. So it's, but like we said before, it turns up against Super Mario World straight away. It's like, for fuck's sake.
It's going to be a tricky one.
You know, what's going on there?
But like you said, there's some quality games on there. So it is going to be... we don't know. The thing is, we don't know who he's up against too. So this is the most fucking...
That's it. So we're going to be... but I think what we'll do, mate, we'll take one out. Each take it in turns. Take one out. So each round, I suppose, we're creating the versus battle for each round. So we've got two sides of our bracket, which will lead into the final. So 10 games on each side. So we'll just draw them out one by one. And in the way it kind of works, we've drawn them out and it's just going to be bracket per bracket, versus battle per versus battle. So each kind of two that we do are going to be a versus battle, but there are a couple of buys.
Yeah.
So in the first round, even though this is not in order, you know, we won't be picking them in order, but you'll get it anyway. It doesn't really matter. There's going to be a couple of, you know, games that get a bye to the first round, and four games have to battle out to get to that first round. And this, again, lucky to draw.
Yeah, we don't know who that's going to be.
We don't know who's going to get a bye.
And it's got to be done, because otherwise you couldn't pull it off, so.
Yeah, there's no other way of doing it. You write and let us know if you can do a bracket that way. You can't. It's impossible.
Yeah, we tried.
Yeah, we really tried. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the only way we could do it. But it works.
If you Google, this is the best way to visualise it if we don't put it on the artwork, which I might do, might not. Just Google 20 team tournament format or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, tournament bracket. You'll see what we're working with.
Yeah.
It's exactly that.
There's no, you can't do it any other way. So.
Yeah.
That's fine. So I guess the next step then.
Well,
is,
further
is to
ado,
draw. Yeah. So we go in side A first. We complete side A.
Side A, and in this one, this is a second round pick. So these are two games that are going to get a bye, kind of into the second round.
Yeah.
So, mate, you might as well pick the first one out.
Oh, so what have we got? Okay, I'm rolling it. First up, we have got. Oh, one way round can we read it? Super Castlevania.
Castlevania.
Who are we hoping? Ghouls and Ghosts next for this?
Yeah, Ghouls and Ghosts. I mean, it'd be a nice thematic if nothing else.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Good gimmick, yeah.
You doing it?
I'll do this one, yeah. Against Earthbound.
Mm?
Interesting, interesting. Don't really have a dog in a fight there.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say. But I mean, it's a good one, though. I mean, that's a good one to sort of work on because if we haven't got a dog in a fight, it's easier to sort of...
And platformer, you know, classic
platformer
against, you know, a top-down kind of like open world sort of deal. So
it's a JRPG. Almost a...
Yeah, it is an RPG.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a JRPG, like a Japanese RPG, Japanese role-playing game, probably one of the forebearers to that, versus one of the precursors to the old Metroidvania series. So there's a couple of, like, there's some stuff going on there.
There
mate.
Is, yeah. It's an interest. It's a good versus
battle.
It'll be a
good little versus battle there. So next up, so this one is going to be...
It's a first round.
Yeah, a first round.
This is a game that's going to have to, you know, if they go on to win it, they really earned it because they've gone right from the first round. No bye. So who we got coming up then?
You've got
some words on there.
Kirby's Dream Course. I'm happy with that because I'd like to get that out. If that gets knocked out straight away, then I'm happy then.
Yeah, we're almost hoping that, you know, Street Fighter, Metroid, someone strong just turns up in his next pick.
It's tense, ladies and gentlemen.
And it is Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Is it?
It is Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Well, God bless you, Kirby's fucking Dream Course. That's going to be a pretty fucking easy fucking first round, then.
And that's nice. You know, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I'd take that. He's worrying,
you know,
that.
Because if Street Fighter goes on to win, at least it's done it the right way. You know, it's gone from right from round one. Didn't need a bye.
Nah.
Let's just hope it don't meet Mario. It's going to meet. If it gets there, it'll have to meet Mario.
This is the trouble. If this is Mario now.
If it's Mario now, it's... Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, God.
So this is...
So this is for the winner. The winner of the Kirby Dream Course versus Street Fighter 2 Turbo matchup goes against this in the second round.
So this could be a bit of a... Ooh, Final Fantasy 3.
Take that.
Oh, we could, yeah, that's fair enough then, isn't it?
Final Fantasy. Straight into the second round. So now next pick is another second round pick.
So, what are we looking at now?
We have Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, strong contender. That could go the distance, Donkey Kong. That's nice to have Donkey Kong up against Street Fighter. If they both get through, we say.
If they would meet in the semi-finals.
Oh, so yeah, Mike.
Something to look forward
to. It's
not
conclusive, there, is it? We've not finished the fucking side off yet.
So this is who is against
Donkey
Kong Country.
Donkey Kong is going to be against Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Well, fuck me. sorry, Ghouls and Ghosts.
I mean, this is kind of what we wanted, I guess, in my eyes, because then we know we can knock a couple about our early doors. I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but...
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know. Things could change, but...
Yeah, we don't know, but...
Donkey Kong against Super Ghouls and Ghosts. It's going to be hard for Ghouls and Ghosts. That's all I'm saying.
So this next pick is for another first round pick. Yeah. So no bye for this game. And that's the Super Mario RPG. So it's put himself in a harsh position for itself, really. He could have done with a bye, couldn't he?
He really could have done with a bye. But that's just how the way the fucking land lies. He can't take anything back now.
And then up against the Super Mario RPG.
So we're pulling that one out. Super Metroid.
And Matt will take that. It will definitely take that. But that does mean
that's a fucking battle coming up then.
Metroid and Street Fighter could be making their way to the semi-finals here, mate.
Yeah.
So they're not... Only one can make it to the final. But, you know, we pull up Mario Kart now. It's game over,
isn't
it?
It's game over, really, isn't it? Yeah.
I suppose this is crazy because I don't even think we thought about this. Like, you know, normally you like see in like a World Cup, you'd seed certain ones so they wouldn't kind of hit each other on the way through. this one side could, you know, could have been like full of all the shit games, and then
the final battle of Ghouls and Ghosts versus
Street
Fighter.
Yeah,
yeah. Fuck yeah. To be fair, we got Donkey Kong, Street Fighter and Metroid on one side though, so depending on what...
Oh god.
No, what is it?
Super Mario. So the Super Mario Kart has a bye on side A.
Shit, against Metroid. Oh shit.
So that's quite sad, really. But we'll see, you know, we'll see. Bracket A. Castlevania versus Earthbound. Then you've got Kirby's Dream Course against Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Final Fantasy 3 is playing the winner of those two. That's you know, they've got a bye. Then we've got Donkey Kong Country against Super Ghouls and Ghosts. Then we've got Mario RPG against Super Metroid. And the winner of that goes on to play Mario Kart. What a fucking...
So what are we thinking of that? I mean, there's some good... I guess it's kind of nice that we've got some of those early battles... But it's going to be some tough ones coming up.
It's a bit of a shame that Mario Kart and Metroid have to meet straight away.
But it's going to be, it couldn't be helped. But it's always going to happen. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and also Donkey Kong's on that side as well.
Yeah.
So, that is a tough one. I mean, personally, I'm looking at it and going like, well, Street Fighter's probably going to make it to the quarterfinals. You know what I mean? Just through that part of the draw.
I think you can say
this part of the draw with those, you know, three heavy hitting games, two in particular. But I suppose that's how it goes, mate. That's how it goes. You know, this is live. This is drawn out of a hat.
I mean, there'll be some good battles coming up. So I mean, that's one thing to look forward to.
Yep. So we may as well move on, mate.
Move on, side B.
Side B. Do you want to do the honours, mate? You might as well go in there first.
So you get in there for rushing around. We've got the old Zelda. Link to the Past. So let's see who Zelda's up against.
Yeah, again, straight into the second round. Against Zelda is Contra 3. So I think we know the winner there.
So here we've got the first round. We've got, if you can get it open, Kirby Superstars.
Wow. So first round, Kirby is up against... Ripping this one open, but we'll get there. Well, ooh. Kirby's going to be eating himself because he's up against Yoshi's Island.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. The Battle of the Eaters. Battle of the Eaters, mate.
So the winner of that, either the Eaters is going to be going against Super Punch-Out.
Nice. Mm. Yeah, I like that. Okay, so straight into the second round with this next versus battle. And we have Star Fox.
Ooh, Star Fox.
And I think he needed a buy into the second round, boost, really. Yeah. He helps him out.
Yeah, he did. Well, it don't really matter, because up against Star Fox is Super Mario World.
Goodbye, Star Fox.
Nice, it's nice he got through straight away to the second round, but...
Yeah, at least he can say he got to the second round.
Yeah. There's a pretty strong fucking heavy hitter coming in there, so.
Wow. Okay, so another first round pick. Yeah. Mega Man X.
Ooh, nice one. And then up against Mega Man, we've got... Oh, Mana. The old Secret of Mana. That's a good matchup.
Yeah, that's a good matchup. I mean, I think there's a clear winner, but it's
yeah, sad that there is a clear winner, but it'd be nice. There's a lot to discuss there, though.
And to round things off, a bye into the second round, one of the greatest races of all time, F-Zero. Dark horse.
Yeah, he will be a dark horse.
But he is on the same side as Mario, so Captain Falcon could be getting Falcon punched.
Falcon punch!
So I'll just run through bracket B on the other side, so it's Zelda A Link to the Past versus Contra 3. We've got Kirby Superstar versus Yoshi's Island. The winner of that will go on to play Super Punch-Out. We've got Star Fox versus Super Mario World. We've got Mega Man X versus Secret of Mana. Winner of that goes on to fight F-Zero.
Again, there's going to be some good fights there, though. Some good verses.
Some really good verses. Obviously, Super Mario World being in there. I would say that could possibly be the strongest bracket down there, mate, with F-Zero, Secret of Mana, Mega Man X, Super Mario World, and Star Fox. Star Fox, you know, he's unfortunate to be in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Because he's got a name, you know, he does have a name.
He's got a name for
if himself. He was up against Contra, he might get through.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably wouldn't. I'd still vote for Contra over Star Fox.
I've got two games, yeah. We're not counting that
you're
one.
Not, yeah, you're not counting that one.
Kirby
yeah.
got two. Yeah, but Kirby's came out at a time, mate. We can't just stick someone that's only came out for this and this, mate.
Yeah.
It's not fair. So it's. But yeah, some strong, strong fights.
So some really good battles.
Some that I was disappointed to see, but they land. Some I was happy the way they pulled out. So you can't. I mean, you can't fucking complain, mate. That's how it's going to work.
That's how it's going to work. Yeah, I'm just, you know, we're just off the cuff here. Maybe per episode, we might be able to hit a couple of versus battles out in each one. We'll see. We can do one a piece. But there might be a couple that is so obvious that we might be able to hash out too. Maybe the big. You know, box office attractions, we might have to do one episode.
Yeah. But there's definitely a couple on there that we could fucking. It's clear straight from the start, you know, who's fucking pulling it off. But we'll go through all the fucking details, mate. We'll discuss them. But...
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, if you can just stay tuned with us, we'll try and get them, you know, done as quick as we can, get through to the finals and see who is the greatest game.
The greatest SNES mini fucking game.
Yes, SNES mini game.
SNES mini game, because there's obviously other SNES games. But yeah, the greatest SNES mini game out there.
I'm looking forward to this, mate.
We're all backing some. I think that's the thing. Everybody's got a favourite there. So and
you know, there's some powerful games in there that are, you know, you're looking at Super Mario World. But he is the good thing about Super Mario World being in that bracket, mate, is he's up against some of the really like a Mega Man, like Mana. A Secret Mana, F-Zero.
Even, yeah,
he
yeah.
ain't going to, you know, Falcon ain't going to go down that fight. Because, you know, I suppose we've got to really kind of sort out the parameters and we'll get that done. You know, we were talking about graphics, gameplay, music. Because, you know, we'll be given kind of green lights, you know, it'd be who wins in music, who wins in graphics.
Yeah, we run it through.
F-Zero, you know, gameplay and music alone, mate, he's doing pretty well. You know,
and that they invented that shit, didn't they? That turning around corner shit. The actual graphics for moving round and stuff. They invented
the little twist system.
Yeah, I can't remember. I had a name for it, but they invented that for F-Zero.
So yeah, we'll do some research for you.
I know it's for graphics. Thing they did, but I can't fucking articulate it now. But for the F-Zero round, I'll look it up. They definitely invented. There's some sort of chip or something in it that makes it able to twist the screen but have your fucking car in the middle. Shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if we look into it, that's the sort of stuff that's coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice, yeah.
Actual real life, actual facts about things. Actual real life, actual facts, yes.
Actual real life, actual facts about the actual
real
SNES
life games, SNES
actual
mini games, yeah.
So yeah, there you go. It was just a bracket draw for this
introduction to what's going to be coming.
Yeah,
something to look forward to in 2024.
Exactly, the tournament of 2024, mate. The Turbo Tournament, the Versus Battle Turbo Tournament.
This is what they talk about.
Yeah, so just stay tuned, and we'll keep you updated. We'll keep doing these little draws every week or so, just to keep them going, and we'll find out who is victorious in the Turbo Tournament.
Mario.
Hopefully not Mario, but it probably will be. But we're anti-Mario.
Yeah,
you know we love him as well.
There's too many good contenders in there, isn't there? That's me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, keep in touch. We'll see you soon. God bless.
Bye.